Amen. Good morning. Yes, we're going to dismiss the children to Sunday school class. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm the only kid.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Just our excitement and go be with the Lord today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to welcome this morning our guests. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This morning I'll be sharing on the prophet John the Baptist. Now, scripture opening reading is in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Bless the reading of your word this morning, O God. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you created life and you sustain life, Father. That you create life upon this earth. You even sustain the earth, Father. You give the rain when it's needed. And you give us the sun and you dry the land. Because everything is done in your will and your purpose, O God. Father, we thank you for your word this morning that will come and do its will and its purpose in our lives, Lord God. That we surrender to you this morning, O God, in the hearing of your word, even as John the Baptist, Father, who said in his own word that I'm not worthy to even untie your sandals. Father, we ask that you will increase this morning, and we will decrease in your presence, Lord. That you will search our heart and know our heart, Lord God, as we seek you this morning. For your word says that those who seek you will find you. And Father, we come seeking in your word this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. I want to thank everyone who's been praying for me this past week and throughout the year. I went back and had a one-day surgery on Monday. And it's a two-hour surgery. And they went back in and they went back to my aneurysm. And it was good news. Amen. Amen. And the doctor says to me, it grew a millimeter, my aneurysm. And she says, that's normal in a surgery like this. But you know, God sustains us. He sustains us in our lives. And when we go through difficulties in our life, He strengthens us from the inside. I know I am passing by through this earth. And one day I'm looking forward to go home with him. I do not fear death because I see the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. There's no death for us of the believers. Malachi was the last book in the Old Testament. Years has passed by that the children of Israel did not hear the voice of God. And to the appearance of John the Baptist in the early first century AD, almost the same period as the second temple was built in 530 BC to 70 AD. 400 years of silence were broken in the New Testament. The teachings of the Pharisees and the Sadducees dominated the land of Israel and its people. Israel was in a spiritual slumber in the days of Malachi. God's dealing with them, 400 years of silence should have prepared them for the coming of the Messiah. But the result was utter rejection of God and His Word. Then John the Baptist appeared. John the Baptist came in the spirit of Elijah, was ultimate kill. And the true Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, was rejected and crucified. The Gospel of Matthew introduced us to the ministry of John the Baptist and the beginning of Jesus' ministry. In Matthew 3:1, it reads, "In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of God is here.' For this was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness prepares the way of the Lord, He makes His path straight.'" These words were spoken 700 years before the birth of Christ. Now John himself was clothed in camel hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Verse 5 in chapter 3. "Then all Jerusalem and Judea and all the regions around Jordan went out to him. And he was baptizing in the Jordan. They were confessing their sins." John the Baptist came crying out in the wilderness. And his ministry was, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is here." That was his ministry. That was his calling. One crying out in the wilderness that the kingdom of God is here. And many came to him and were baptized by him. In Matthew 3, verse 13, I'm going to jump over. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me." But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so, John. For this is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him. Hallelujah. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. The Bible says that the heavens were open to him. To Jesus, the Son of God, the anointing came upon Jesus that day, that through him salvation will come to all humanity. Hallelujah. And a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." See, the heaven opened to him. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit came to him to do the work of the ministry. And we know the story as we continue that he went into the wilderness and the devil tempted him. And the devil said to him, "Speak to these stones that you may eat," because he was hungry for 40 days of fasting. He said, "Man does not eat by bread alone, by every word of the mouth of God." Hallelujah. He tempted him and says, "Throw yourself from the pinnacle, and your Father in heaven will send the angels to lift you up, and you will not hit the stones." And he said to him, "Look at all the world and all the possessions of the world and all the glory I will give to you." He was given something that did not belong to him. And I love what he said. "Go away." He said that the devil left. The Bible says, we are strengthening God, and the devil will flee. Rebuke him, and he will flee. Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke. And Luke gives us the incarnation of John the Baptist in verse 14. I'm sorry, Luke chapter 1, verse 17. We know that Zechariah and Elizabeth, the Bible said they were devoted people, committed to God. And Elizabeth could not conceive, and there was of age. And the Bible says that the lot fell on Zechariah to do his priestly duty in the temple. And while he was in the temple, in verse 17, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "He will also go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How should I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I am Gabriel, the one who stands in the very presence of God, and was sent to speak to you, to bring you this glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my word, which had been fulfilled in his own time." And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled as he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was as soon the days of his service were complete, he departed to his own house. We know that John the Baptist was anointed by the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb. Because when she went to visit Mary, it says that the baby leaped in the presence of God. As we enter this morning and we come into the presence of God and worship, we shall be leaping in His presence. Our lives should be a lives of joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, difficult will come. Time will come. Sometimes we feel the waters above our head that we cannot keep up. But the Bible says that the Lord will never leave you or forsake you. He will reach down with His right hand and lift you up in your circumstances. Do not be dismayed. For I'm with you always. In the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 14, verse 3, it speaks about Herod the king. And the Bible says that he lay hold of John and bound him and put him in prison. Because John the Baptist spoke against him about him having his wife, his brother's wife, Philip. And because John said, it's not lawful for you to have her. Even though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude because he counted John as a prophet. He feared John. He knew the multitude counted him as a prophet of God. And the Bible goes on to tell us a story that he had promised. He had a big birthday party for himself. He had a young lady, Phyllis' wife, daughter, dance for him. And he had given his word, and he was pleased with her dancing. And he said, I give you half of my kingdom. Whatever you want. And she ran back to her mother. And the mother said, I want the head of John the Baptist. In Luke chapter 7 verse 1. It says he concluded his saying in the hearing of the people. He entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was a dear to him was sick and ready to die. And when he had heard that Jesus had sent the elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jerusalem, they begged him earnestly, saying, the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation, and he built us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and my servant will be healed. He says, I'm not worthy that you may come into my roof. I didn't even go to you because I didn't feel worthy. But he said, say the word, and my servant will be healed. He went on to say, I'm a man placed under authority and have soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found great faith even in Israel. Hallelujah. And sometimes in our difficulty, we don't feel ourselves worthy even to come to him. Hallelujah. But he searches our hearts and knows our faith. Because each one of us have a measure of faith within us. All humanity has a measure of faith in them. And sometimes when we're going through difficult, we try to stay away from God. We give up praying. We get weary and we get tired. That's when we have to enter closer with him. Deeper with him. Even in our worthlessness, he is worthy. And he will never reject you. He will never stop loving you. He created you in his image. You are his child. Never think that you are alone. He said, I will be with you even unto the ends of the earth. He said, I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. As we continue in chapter 7, we see that there was a funeral in verse 11 and verse 12. It says, as he came near the gates of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the son of his only mother. And she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. And the Lord saw her, and he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Then he came and touched the open coffin. And those who was carrying her stood still and said, young man, I say to you, arise. Young man, I say to you, arise. So the young man who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he presented him to his mother. And the Bible said that fear came all upon them. And they glorifying God, saying that what a great prophet has risen among us. God has visited his people. And the report, and this report about him went throughout all Judea and all the surrounding region. Hallelujah. Because he came and he was anointed to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to open the ears, to loosen the tongue, that they may sing. The anointing was upon Jesus Christ for the salvation of humanity. Hallelujah. Verse 18, it says that the disciple John reported all these things concerning him. And John called two of his disciples to him and sent them to Jesus, saying, are you the one? Are you the coming one? Or we look for another? Are you the coming one, or we look for another? And when the man had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to say to you, are you the one? Are you the coming one, or we look for another? In that very hour, the Bible says that he cured all infirmities, all afflictions, and every evil spirits. And to the many blind, he gave them sight. And Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John These things you have seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are clean, and the deaf hear, and the dead arise. The poor has the gospel preached to him. Go and tell John the words of Isaiah. 700 years ago, spoken in chapter 35, verse 5 and 6, that the eyes of the blind should be opened, and the ears of the deaf should be unstopped. The lame should leap like deers, and the tongue of the mute should sing hallelujah. Go and tell John. Isaiah 61, 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and open the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God. Comfort all who mourn, and consult those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, and the oil of mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called tree of righteousness, planted of the Lord, that they may be glorified. Hallelujah. Jesus says, go and tell John that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and has anointed me to preach the good news. Go and tell John. When the messenger of John had departed, he began to speak to the multitude concerning John. This past Thursday, we had a healing service here. It was a wonderful time in the presence of God. But God has anointed him to heal the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of the blind, to open the ears so they can hear. And on Friday, we had our coffee house, and our sister Donnie brought the word and her testimony. And the Spirit of God came and preached the gospel to them. And I believe 7 or 8 people were saved. They came to the kingdom of God. John the Baptist says, repent, for the kingdom of God is here. See, God is beginning to do a new thing in his church. It's a new day in Christ Jesus. You want to return to that day that is spoken in Isaiah 61. Because he anointed us by his Spirit. That same Spirit that Jesus has, you have it within you. I like what the pastor said on Thursday night. It's the Spirit of God in you that is righteous. Hallelujah. It's the righteousness of God living in us, in this outer human, sinful body, this sinful nature. But he wants to anoint his people that they go out and lay hands on the sick and they should recover. Because he took that sickness and that disease and that pain on our lives, like the pastor said on Thursday night, over 2,000 years ago for each one of us. And we claim that for the body of Christ. We claim it. We are healed by his stripes. My sins are washed by the blood of Christ. My sins are from the east to the west. Hallelujah. The Bible said he washes clean as snow. We are his saints. We are his people. We have the anointing of his Spirit in each one of us. So when you go to your neighbor and your neighbor says, my knee bothers me, don't hesitate. Lay hands on it. Let the Spirit of the Lord work in your life. If you're in the hospital and you go pray for a sister or brother in the hospital, pray for the person in the next bed. Sometimes we don't want, well, you know, no. Go lay hands on them. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to heal the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 22 in Luke chapter 7. Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell John these things that you have seen and heard. That the blind see and the lame walks and the lepers are cleansed. And the deaf hear and the dead arise. And the poor has the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me. And verse 24, it says, when the messenger of John had departed, he began to speak to the multitudes concerning John. What do you see? What do you go out to the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind. But what do you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garment. Indeed, those who are soft apparel, a soft garment, lives in luxury as the king's court. But what do you go out to see? A prophet, yes. I say to you, more than a prophet. And verse 27 says that this is he of whom it was written, behold, I send my messenger before your face who prepares your way before you. In verse 28, he says, for I say to you, among those born of a woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he who is the least of the kingdom of God is greater than he. He who's least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Wow. He's saying, you, the least of you, are greater than John the Baptist. Let that sink in. The least of us in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Verse 29, and when all the people heard him, even the tax collectors, justify God, having been baptized with the baptism of John. Verse 30, the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. Verse 31, the Lord says, to what should I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace calling to one another saying, we play the flute for you and you do not dance. We mourn for you and you do not weep. Because the children in the marketplace represents a wedding game. A game of make-believe. And they call John the Baptist to dance at the wedding game. But the prophet refused, calling them instead to mourn and repent for their sins. And they called Jesus to mourn. This is a funeral game. But he was the bridegroom who announced the joyful celebration of the banquet of the kingdom. He will not mourn because the kingdom of God has come. The banquet table is set. The joy of the Lord is upon us. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is upon us. The banquet table of the kingdom is prepared for each one of us. And Jesus prays John and said, no greater person who ever lived under the old covenant, but even the least person of the kingdom is greater than John. See, the blessing of the new covenant, we are set free. Hallelujah. The blessing of the new covenant is completeness of forgiveness of sin. The blessing of the new covenant is the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. The indwelling of presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the new covenant is intimate knowledge with God. Giving believer Jesus a new and greater position than even John enjoyed. Proverbs says, wisdom call God's people to life of goodness and obedient to God's command. My brother Kevin yesterday brought a good word to the men. He spoke about agape love and all forms of love. But he said we must follow the commandments of God in our lives. We must be set apart for Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to be a people living for God and not for this world. For those who love the world, God is not in them. We need to be a set apart for his glory and for his kingdom. Not walking in our own righteousness because we will fail, but in the righteousness of Christ Jesus in us. That the Holy Spirit convicts us. The Holy Spirit teaches us. The Holy Spirit leads us in our lives. The Bible says this world is passing away and everything in it. But the kingdom of God is eternal. He said, go and tell John that the blind see, the lepers are healed, the deaf hear, the mute sings. Hallelujah. And today as a church, we got to go out and tell. Tell those around us that the kingdom of God is here. Kingdom of God has arrived in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go and tell. Go and tell. Go and tell that the kingdom of God has arrived. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are the way maker, Father. Hallelujah. You came to set us free. And those who are free indeed, Father. Because the enemy comes to attack our mind. But Father, your word says that we will renew our mind in Hebrews 12. That we will be a living sacrifice unto you, Father. And I pray that every day we will renew our mind and just lay our lives as a sacrifice for your kingdom, Lord. That we may be the light into this world, the salt into this world, Lord. Father, I thank you for each person here today. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, as I look around this room, I see those who are least in your kingdom are greater than John the Baptist. Father, I pray the fresh anointing of your Spirit upon them, even as you opened the heavens and that dove came down and anointed Jesus Christ. I pray anointing, a fresh anointing upon your people this morning. That they will walk under the authority and the power that was given to each one of us. And not fear anyone. But walk in the authority that was given to us. The anointing that was given to us to lay the hands on the sick and they shall recover. Speak those things are not as they was. Fill our hearts with your presence today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.